St. Paul's Church dominates the landscape. The Thames River is full of ship traffic. There are royals and commoners. Fashion wars. It's 17th century London, but some things are forever England. What makes a city great has been a topic this month on Morning Edition. For her final conversation on the subject, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg takes a giant step across an ocean and back in time.
The thing about how it was is the cities of 400 years ago were greater than the countries in which they sat. In the 1600s, it was London and Amsterdam that were important, not Britain or the Netherlands. Historian Simon Schama has studied both those historic trade centers. His book, The Embarrassment of Riches, described Dutch culture in the 1600s. His latest book is A History of Britain. To take us back in time, Simon Schama starts with his memories of growing up in London in the 1940s and early 50s. He remembers post-war Britain as a grey place with lots of shortages.
It was short of happiness, it was short of pleasure, it was short of food, in fact. Sweet foods, the stuff we like to rot our teeth with. But London was somehow a carnival. It was still a fairground. There were faces you didn't see anywhere else in Britain, black faces, dark faces, food you could smell being cooked. Really good coffee, Italian food. And that was actually the case even, 200, 300 years ago. People came irresistibly to London and to Amsterdam because it was not like the rest of the country. In Amsterdam, you had spices. You had pepper and nutmeg and mace and cumin. And that made a huge amount of difference. It was also the case that those two cities had communities of people who didn't look like or sound like anyone else you would find going into the countryside. In Amsterdam, there were Moroccans and Jews and Venetians and Russians and Germans.
And they were, both of them, great cities for shopping, probably because all those ships kept coming in.
For better or worse, it was Holland that gave us sugar in the first place, really. I mean, that actually brought sugar back from Brazil and then from the West Indies. And there in Amsterdam, they'd boil it and refine it, and you could smell the sticky stuff sort of hanging in the air. You could buy beautiful, brilliantly printed cottons from India, calicos. That was also the case in London. So people used to just simply cruise the warehouses to get a kind of preview of what then would arrive in the little shops in the city itself. London was the first place which actually invented the bow front leaded pane window, and they were smart. I mean, they knew that actually window shopping would have people salivating with consumer desire, and are absolutely right.
Downsides always, especially with large and congested places, terrible disease, drugs.
Yes, absolutely. In London, in particular, I mean, the really awful thing was gin. I mean, gin became very cheap, shipped over from Holland, but some of it made in England too. Was so cheap that people really could afford too much of it too quickly, and there was such a lot of poverty and misery, really. To want to drink yourself in a stupor, you could do it. And the thing which really shook visitors, and indeed Londoners, up was the sight of women abandoning babies because they were so drunk. They'd forgotten where they put them or they couldn't afford to feed them. So these cities were heaven and hell.
You needed some antiseptic too, didn't you? Because sanitation problems were terrible then, 17th century.
Yeah, I think people just they got used to being assaulted by just extraordinary smells, and they drenched themselves with with rose water and Turkish musk or whatever. But I think you just must have got used to a completely different threshold of disgust, really. Yes, because it's hard to people in Holland. It was said by uncharitable tourists that the Dutch kept their houses cleaner than their bodies and their bodies cleaner than their souls. That may have been a little unkind.
What about the sense of community in both of these cities in the 17th century?
Remember that in both Holland and England, life in the villages and small country towns is very quiet. Everybody is very deferential. You doff your hat to the squire. You know who your local vicar is, your local priest. When, for whatever reason, you migrate to the town, either for pleasure or necessity, you're expecting to get rid of all these patterns of stability and deference. And the upside of that is that you can attempt to put yourself on the market as a carpenter or a tailor's apprentice or a printer's boy or something like that. But the downside is that you don't have these old support systems. But there were small micro communities in the city where you could go and find people sort of the same as you. The guilds, there were guilds of printers and painters and grocers and haberdashers. Those were important. And in the cities too, there were little kind of city villages. Sometimes they were tough places and sometimes they were slightly fancier places. But that's still true of Amsterdam and London. One of the things which does make them wonderful is that you can actually go from urban village to urban village and they're not quite the same. And people will do that just for the pleasure of it. You know, sort of an exotic expedition you can make and still be at home.
Mm-hmm. Simon Chalmers, what strikes me in listening to you talk about these two cities is that here we are, this many centuries later, and so many of the strands with which we live today as urban residents were there.
Absolutely. Excitement and fear, temptation, improvidence, the extraordinary sense of being in your own country and yet being abroad in a city. Above all, wanting to go places where you rub shoulders with other people. You can be in public places and be indoors. In the Brown Cafe, as they're called, of Amsterdam, with those lovely Turkish rugs on the tables, or in, you know, corner of an old oak panelled pub, there is real community. You can be friends with strangers. So this sense really of wanting the kind of press of humanity to be close to you, it gives people sort of, I think, great optimism about what it's like to live in a human community.
Simon Chalmers. His book about Dutch society is called The Embarrassment of Riches. His latest book is A History of Britain. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.